Well, the boss called me up and said, come in to work. I just hung up on that slave-driving jerk.
And now it's time for expert analysis from the best in the game.
This is Be She's Wrestling
with Mike Davidson.
I'm a former producer of wrestling, and I had to tell people, here's what I need in a promo, here's what I need in a match, and here's why you have to do it. You tried to be cute, you tried to be clever, and you came off undervaluing the guy the promoter is paying thousands of dollars to get into the ring with you.
Special guest star, the Mecca, Shane Madison.
Jealousy is something that the Mecca Shane Madison has had to deal with my entire life.
It doesn't matter, because I guarantee that the Mecca will win.
And producer Chris.
He's just a money-making machine, that guy. As somebody who's featured regularly on their program, I don't think he's going to be able to take enough time away from his other adventures. The guy is a mogul.
And now,
Be She's Wrestling.
Well, welcome to Be She's Wrestling, and let's start with the big news. I've decided to cancel Wrestling United because it's just a lot of work, and I just don't have it in me.
What?
You got to be kidding.
That didn't last long.
It's April Fool's Day, people.
Oh, okay. You got us. Legitimately.
Yeah. No, we're not canceled.
There were some people who were pretty excited about that.
Yeah, did you hear that collective? Oh, yeah!
All the blood rushed out of my face, so I'm glad that we got a little fun out of this. So.
Welcome to episode 101.
Producer Chris, I love your support. Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right. You, my friend, have caused the it's an uproar.
Me?
Yes.
What did I do?
You talked about Jay Rockne.
Oh, yes.
Nonstop.
Yeah.
For... Well, actually, every time you started to talk, I stopped you.
The last 30 episodes.
Yeah. And I can't say it was nonstop because every time he started, I stopped him. And you still don't remember any story?
No. And actually, we should probably explain how this whole thing evolved. It actually happened by accident. There was a legitimate story about Jay Rockne, and it was a very good story. But I was interrupted once, and then the second week, I tried to do it again. And then the third week, I was like, it would just be funny if you guys... just kept interrupting me.
Are you trying to say we planned that I would interrupt
maybe
you?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, this is a, yeah.
We can, so we can tell 30 episodes.
Whatever.
So sometimes then, I didn't have it planned.
No, you didn't. You just, yeah,
saw
I know
an
you
opportunity
didn't.
To jump in.
So then after 30 episodes, I don't remember what the story was, but I, you know, again, like I said last week on episode 100, when you tease something like that, there has to be a delivery at the end of it. There has to be a payoff, and there wasn't. So I apologize for that because I know there was a lot of messages into the Bees She's hotline.
Oh,
people wanting to know what the payoff was. There will be one, but I don't remember what the story is. So I promise you there is a story. I don't remember what it is, but I will do my best to recall what it is. And when I do, we will talk about it.
Those people are piping hot.
No one was more upset than I was because I understand bait and switch. You tease, and then you don't deliver. That's not cool. So it was like, it got to the point where I was messaging Jay Rockne. I need a story, man. Like,
you
what's
know,
a story?
I'm going to tell you.
I can't remember.
I'm going to tell you straight out. I think we need to take Jay Rockne out for beers and beers and like pinfall pilsners.
Beers twice.
Oh, yes.
More pinfall pilsners.
Pinfall pilsner. Yes. Yeah. I have that written down.
From half pints?
From half pints. And right now, it is only available at 550 Roseberry Street.
St. James.
That's close to my,
So apparently it's supposed to be in liquor stores soon.
Okay.
I looked this weekend. It was not there yet. So I'm going to be making a trip to 550 Roseberry Street to pick up some pinfall pilsner.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get some pinfall pilsners, the beer named after Winnipeg Pro Wrestling. We're going to abduct Jay Rockne.
I'll do that.
And we're going to drink pinfall pilsners until something funny happens so you have a damn story to tell people.
Okay, maybe not abduct, but I will definitely take Jay Rockne out for some beers.
A soft abduct. Yeah. Very soft.
So,
abduct.
Jay Rockne, the offer is on the table.
Beers.
Let's do it.
And beers and beers until you do something funny that we can tell on this podcast.
Beers and Bees.
Yeah.
What a great combination.
Bees and beers. Congratulations to WPW and Half Pints for putting out pinfall pilsners. We have a picture we're sharing to social media. And obviously, when you see that at your local drinking, at your local beer store, get it. Mm-hmm. And if you see it out at a drinking establishment, get it.
Strong beer, too.
Yeah. if you manage to get a WPW ticket, not exactly the easiest thing in the world to get.
Sold out again.
Drink Pinfall Pilsner.
I should atone for something as well.
Oh, no.
Last week I said, in jest, mind you, that I don't pay for tickets for wrestling shows. It's not true. I've paid for plenty of tickets for wrestling shows in my life. I paid for a wrestling show like 3 or 4 weeks ago for WPW. It was just a little side joke, whatever, and people got hot about it. So, yes, you should go out and buy your tickets for wrestling. I'm not saying that you should try to milk free tickets on anybody.
You just happen to be connected with friends from your previous media days.
Absolutely, yeah.
So it's not even like a wrestling hookup.
It's just a ticket hook. Like when WWE comes to town, I legitimately don't pay for my ticket. I just don't. And same thing with All Elite Wrestling. I've got connections to do that. It was just a little side joke, and people took it way too seriously.
When WWE comes to town, they give me a free ticket too, so that they know that I won't hit the ring and try to get over on them.
So now we're all like atoning for our sins. No. Mike, do you want to say anything?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I know.
Come on.
I mean, we're right after, this is Easter Monday.
Okay, feed me a sin or two.
I don't know, like...
give me something.
Have you been a bad boy lately?
Well, there,
some people would say you have.
Yeah, have you coveted somebody... your neighbor's wife? Oh, that's a long pause. Somebody's been coveting his neighbor's wife.
Recently, though?
Oh, no. In general.
No?
You still have to atone for it.
Many, many, many decades ago.
There you go.
Is atone even a word?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. It's named after the great Antonio Scorpio Jr. Atone Scorpio.
There we go.
Is he related to Takat? Okada Takate?
Takata.
Oh, okay.
Takata. Who's been doing good on AEW. You know what? Honestly, when you say atone for stuff, you know, just doing my best, guys. Yep. There are things I do inadvertently that tick people off. I'm a bit of a heat score. Like, I don't know if you know this about me, but like, there are people that will scapegoat a little bit. There are people that'll just say, you know, well, you know, Mike.
Well, yeah, there are people who remember Spicy Mike Davidson. You're more of a mild
Mike
Davidson.
Yeah, but even the legend of the Spicy Mike Davidson, these people, they never come out and say, well, this or this. The one that actually, when Corbo was on the show, he called me directly out on something I did. Mm. And I had to say, you know what, it was stupid.
But how long ago was that?
2009.
Yeah. So I guess no one else does anything stupid, I guess.
Well,
I mean, hey, if I was perfect, I would be breaking your balls too, but I'm not.
No, and the thing is, like, every day there's something I do where I'm like, oh, I hope no one knows I did that. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah, everybody's got that thing where they're like, that one's staying with me.
Yeah, how about the coworker I've got that crop dust the admin office where I work, and nobody cancels him.
It's a veteran move.
It's a veteran move indeed.
Low-level assault.
Let's talk about something local. Primo's Wrestling.
Yep.
303 champion. Player One. Had a successful title defense against WWE legend, or former WWE superstar, we'll say, because maybe he doesn't want to be known as a legend yet, and former TNA world champion, Mr. Anderson.
In Denver.
Yeah, I've wanted to see video of the match. My friend... and he knows who he is, was trying to find one. I didn't get one. But somehow, some way, Player One escaped Denver as the Primo's 303 champion. Congratulations to him. I wouldn't be surprised. This is just a guess. Maybe Mr. Anderson's coming to Winnipeg for Primo's.
I'd love to talk to Mr. Anderson after that match.
I have his number if you want to text him.
Maybe we should text
somebody. Somebody did say they would like to come on the podcast and talk about their experience at Primo's. And I was like,
that could be maybe in a couple weeks.
Well, you're going off on vacation. I'm going off on vacation too. And I have to thank you, producer Chris, because you're going to adjust the schedule so I can come back and do the show without us having to do two episodes.
And doing two episodes is tough, right? Because, I mean,
Mania falls in the middle of it.
Well, it's no secret. We record these on Thursday. They drop Monday. And lately... there's been news happening every 12 hours, so this might be grossly outdated by the time it drops on Easter Monday.
I feel bad for people who are on my calling list. When I call and I say, guess who, or guess what, or you won't believe what's happening right now. And you happen to get one of those phone calls every day, pretty much.
Usually a 45-minute call, 7 a.m. every day.
Yes, it's like you're the first person I talk to every day
As soon as my wife leaves, I go, okay, coast is clear, give me a call.
You can call right now. So Primo's 303 champion, Player One.
And they had some shows in Winnipeg and Toulon?
Yeah, yep. So the Winnipeg show, I don't know how, Toulon did okay. I saw some video from Toulon. The Winnipeg show was at the church, the United Church.
In Osborne Village.
In Osborne Village.
Heard the houses weren't very.
Well, and you know what? In fairness, I'm going to give them a break on this. It's starting to be spring. Mm-hmm. It's a Thursday night. They're used to running Fridays. And they're trying to launch a new venue.
Who's on that show? Do you know who's on that show?
Billy Blaze and Bobby Schenk.
In the main event?
The main event, yeah.
Okay.
And Adrian
Burton.
Adrian Burton was on the show. And Kevin Chevy was on the show.
Okay.
There was obviously others. Mm-hmm. But those are the ones that come to mind. I think Player One probably wrestled on the show.
Trying to look it up right now, but my phone's...
Yeah, I never saw results.
Like, yeah, they also did... They were in Bloodvein, were they
Bloodvein
not?
First Nation, yeah. They were there...
On a Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. Mentolo appeared for them that night. Okay. Bobby Schenk took on TJ Cannon.
I don't know. I don't know if that was in the event center. I'd have to go back and check.
I think they flew under the radar with that.
Yeah.
Because they, you know... Wonder they what? Called it all fast times at Primo High. I'm going to tell you, this is a post... A post-mortem on that tour... You're trying to be cute with your posters. The thing is, when you get to Toulon and you get to Bloodvein and you get to, you know, the rural markets, they might think Fast Times at Primo's High is like some
theater or something like that.
Yeah, live theater and like a play. Yeah. And they might not realize it's a wrestling show. And on top of that, even in Winnipeg, see, I get why they're trying to be cute with it because it's been proven to work. I might not have done it. But then again, I don't know. Like they probably had it work for them once or twice. They were in tough. Daylight savings is meaning the nights are like it's daylight a lot longer. And a lot of people heard the event's going to be in a church and they're like, well, I don't know how that's going to present wrestling. And that might have led to curiosity of buying the ticket. It might also led to, it probably won't be what I'm used to. So I don't know, but they are back for Splatterhouse in April.
Yep.
They're going back to the Chinese Cultural Center for that.
It looked like a really nice venue, that church. So if you see a Primo show in that church, if you see an ad for it, definitely get tickets for it because you can feel the atmosphere just by looking at a picture.
That's what I thought too. Yeah. Like I was impressed with it. Savio Vega did all of the Ontario tour. Thunder Bay was a record setting crowd for CWV.
They had a few different like record setting events on this tour, so it was very, very, very good. So
yeah,
I mean,
more and more momentum props for the Canadian wrestling's elite,
and Savio's coming back now
to do the second leg of the tour.
Yeah. So
I wonder this, and I'm speculating, and hopefully I'm right or wrong and not way out there. I wonder if Shane Douglas is going to do the eastern part now because he only did the western part when he did his tour. Mm.
Yeah,
Shane did pretty good in Western Canada for them. So
and don't forget, there have also. Zombie Princess, Jimmy Jacobs is on these shows.
Yes.
An AEW producer. Mm-hmm. So he sent in a few promos I saw, like basically taped before Dynamite went on the air, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and again, Jimmy Jacobs, undefeated CWE heavyweight champion, never lost that title.
So shouldn't he be in line for a title match?
Well,
you'd think so.
Have to talk to the champion.
Jimmy Jacobs against Mentolo?
Yeah.
That'd be a heck of a match.
I'd pay for it.
Yeah, that'd be good. But again, Jimmy Jacobs, like that's a guy who's got some influence in the business, very creative guy, so...
I noticed his schedule for his appearances with CWE goes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, he's gone, and he gets back to the tour on Thursday. That's commitment. He's making a living doing what he's doing for AEW. He's making those dates for CWE. That's a treat to the fans.
Yeah, and it's also a pat on the back for CWE and the office there, basically. Like they have a guy who's got a shoot job making a living in this business, still wants to go on the road because he's had a great experience with CWE. So that's very, very positive.
WPW Rec Room sold out. We thought it would be sold out by last week's show. It was.
Yep.
Great poster.
Yep. Your favorite, Nikita.
Nikita. Oh, she's a beautiful woman.
Appeared on Ring of Honor this week as well.
Really?
Yep. Rampage against Mariah May.
Oh.
And also Kat Von Hees was on Ring of Honor against Nyla Rose.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Fantastic.
So,
how was her match against Nyla Rose?
As we're taping this, hasn't aired yet.
Gotcha.
But it's good to see some talent that we're familiar with getting some TV exposure.
Did you see A&E's biography on Davey Boy Smith?
British I did.
Bulldog? I loved it.
Yeah, I loved it too. It was really good.
And they showed about 2 minutes of his TRCW, the last weekend of his life. Mm-hmm. His last matches were in Winnipeg and Brandon.
Yep. May of 2002.
Local guys on the show were that were on the video were Robbie Royce, TJ Bratz, Axe, Zach Mercury.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Referee Perry Delbridge. And you can hear Wayne Stanton's voice. No, it was more his announcer voice, not his you're a coward voice.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, no, that was a very good biography. And actually, I've been really enjoying all those A&E shows, whether or not it's the Rivals show, whether or not it's the biography show. They're doing that Lost Treasures show that's debuting April 14th. So, you know, Sunday night, A&E, check it out. They got a lot of cool stuff. And then, you know, maybe we're getting a little bit off topic, but Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah.
Brutus the Barber Beefcake this past week.
The man who cut my effing hair.
Yes.
Did they talk about that?
Did he do this haircut or?
No, this is a different haircut.
This one looks good. This one
today, yeah.
You were just selling after Brutus gave you a haircut.
I walked around in my grandpa gotch.
Sour.
Yeah, I walked around the hotel in my grandpa gotch hoping to have a Beefcake and Honky had left the building.
You thought I was in on it.
I thought everybody was in on it.
I was in my hotel room.
Yeah.
And Davidson walks in his Homer Simpson underwear.
Yeah.
Selling
with
bad haircuts.
With what looked like a skullet.
Yeah.
Because they cut all my highlights out. I had just gotten $110 highlights.
Honky hit you with the guitar first,
yes.
Right? And then you could have powdered out of the ring.
Shellcross knew. They talked to Shellcross and he said, go ahead. And this is a guy who's in his first weekend in live events. Well, second weekend, because we'd done a couple of shows a month and a half before. So I could have avoided it. I was outside of the ring and announced the winner, and Honky said, get in the ring, kid. And they were supposed to do it to the ref, and the ref wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
They were supposed to shave the ref's head, and the ref was in on it, but they didn't like that idea, and they didn't like me. So Honky called me in, and I could have kayfabed and said no. The other thing I could have done.
You were a trooper.
Thing I could have done when he hit me with the guitar, no soul didn't kick him in the nuts.
That would have been bad. You could have, but yeah.
But for the good of the business, you took one for the team. I had to shave your head the next day. Remember that?
Yeah, big pop when the guitar hits me. So, and then you know, like, you got to give the people what they paid to see. The people there had paid to see a haircut. And if they're not going to do it to the ref like I had told them to.
Yeah.
They had Shellcross's okay to switch it.
And I didn't see this. I didn't see any. Is this on video somewhere?
No, I don't think so. Thank God. Happened in what was called Inferno's Bar in Brandon, which was once the Unwinder, and then it became Yaks, and now it's like an Imperial Ballroom for Victoria Inn.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was a heck of a night. So Brutus, I don't feel any sympathy on your story. I really don't.
Hold on a second. Why were you selling around the hotel in your underwear?
Because I was hot.
So you were hoping to get into an altercation with somebody in your gotch?
He was just defeated. Yeah. He was walking around.
So people who weren't even a part of our like they weren't wrestlers or wrestling people.
Yeah, you were in a hotel.
They had a hotel room and they were drinking beer. I walk in and help myself to a beer, sit down, and I'm in my underwear.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
With my head shaped cut funny. And I just sat there and some you or Will Damon came in after me. Come on, you're not supposed to be in here.
What would you do if you were sitting in the hotel room with a bunch of people drinking beer and some guy in his gotch with a bad haircut came in and started drinking your beer?
I'd call front desk.
This guy is probably really volatile. I don't want to get into it with this guy.
Yeah, can we get very gentle, like, what's going on, buddy? What's happening?
Can we get Brandon City Police here? Because this is out of control. Man.
I remember saying, like, what happened? And you're like, Beefcake.
I thought you knew.
No, I had no clue.
Yeah.
I would include you in.
The worst part was in the guys in the back, some of them knew because Shellcross knew.
Yeah.
And
that's not cool.
Yeah. So they watched and they were giggling. So I came back hot Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
Jeez.
Shellcross had to drive Beefcake. So Dark Side of the Ring, let me tell you the true Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah.
Brutus Beefcake was cocained out of his face. Sue me if you don't like it. It's true.
Cookies.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask if he was getting booked for Wrestling United, but obviously not.
He was cocained out of his face, and he wanted to take a piss on the drive back to the airport. And Andrew's like, I'll pull over. No, just give me a bottle. He somehow, a vehicle was moving.
This is impressive.
Managed to take a leak into a beer bottle.
No, wasn't it a 600 mil Coke
bottle? No, it was a beer bottle. They took beer with them and they...
Oh, really? Yeah. And without spilling.
Yeah.
That's the impressive part. Everybody's peed into a beer bottle, but without spilling.
I don't think in a moving vehicle?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I peed into a beer bottle.
That's pretty common out in the country.
I'm a city boy.
Yeah.
If you're, I live a sheltered life.
The whole of a beer bottle.
Peeing into a,
the whole of a beer bottle isn't very big.
No, you got to be on top of it. No, normally, there's a lot of spilled.
Oh man,
peas.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about any other projects in wrestling?
Oh yeah.
Or is there anything in the Beefcake story you guys wanted to?
We should probably circle back, maybe on. I don't know, Wrestling United. What's going on with that? Because at the end of episode 100 last week, you dropped a big bombshell. All Ego Ethan Page from AEW is coming May 16th.
And I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah, no kidding. And
it's like a heck of a superstar.
Well, it sounds like it was a long time coming because he remembers the WFX shows.
So in the email, because like, here's what's happening when I'm talking to guys and I'm trying to, guys I have never worked with, right? And so they're like, okay, like, what's the show? And I'm like, oh, it's our debut show. And they're like, oh, so then right away they think, oh, maybe you've never done anything in the industry, right? So I was like, it's been a long time. I've been working, you know, with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, Spirit Halloween for a decade in that time. So, but I used to run WFX Wrestling, and he nicely sent back, oh, I know of WFX. I actually wanted to get booked in WFX. I didn't know he'd been around that long. I guess he's 34. He might have been around that long. But that was it was a nice touch, you know. It's kind of neat. So, yeah, so Ethan Page is booked, and Shane Madison is booked, and
anybody else we can drop?
I could tell you Sweet Bobby Schenk is booked.
That's a pretty one. That's a pretty big one.
I was looking forward to that. That was a nice little negotiation. It wasn't, we wanted to get Bobby. Like, it was, you know, he's one of the top guys in the territory, and you know,
he's over, he's good in the ring. What else can you ask?
Yeah. Like, you know, it's
big guy too. You're not a lot of big guys in Winnipeg or as big as him.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have a,
there will be more and it might get announced later today. Cause certainly we're working on a lot of stuff, but
you're not going to book that dummy that we talked about a few episodes ago at the end of the
show. No, the guy that has an issue with you.
Yeah. You're not.
You have a rule that if you accept a booking, you can blackball anyone you don't like?
Is that a rule?
I thought that was always the Shane Madison rule.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that always like,
I got that kind of stroke.
Yeah. Isn't it if you don't approve of the entire locker room, they don't appear on the show?
Apparently. Yeah. Depends who you talk to.
Aren't you the guy that'll
I don't like that guy.
Aren't you the guy that'll just go to any booker and just say, like, if it's him or me?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm just so difficult to work with.
See, the problem is with that, you have a history with his family. I get it. You don't want to go there, right? And maybe that's why he's got a negative opinion of you. And maybe, you know what? It could be as simple as
I don't even know this person, but he can't be all that bright.
Why do you say that?
Well, we know like intelligence doesn't, you know, it's not in the gene pool.
Okay. That's the problem here. Because you can't just say that about somebody. Okay. Honestly, in all honesty, no offense. I would prefer you have thought of your words, and maybe Chris, if this airs, when you go back and you're editing this, think twice if this is going to run.
Yeah, I will.
You're going to beat me again?
We might have to cut you.
If the people listening to the podcast hear this, it'll be because producer Chris thinks that it was, you know, maybe intriguing. I would prefer that we not talk about it on the air.
Well, I would prefer that. I mean, I don't really know this person, but I mean, it's... I just don't think it's a good idea, but hey,
and on
it's not
that,
my company.
Yep. And on that note, we might as well go to the break.
This episode of Bee She's Wrestling is powered by First Row Collectibles, Canada's online and in-person collectible store, where you'll find the coolest sports cards, autographs from your favorites, and of course, wrestling collectibles galore. As a loyal Bee's She's Wrestling listener, you can get a discount on your purchase using the code Bees She's. That code is BEEZSHEEZ, one word, to get 10% off. Visit the store online, firstrow.ca, or instead of click and order, go brick and mortar. Meet the guys at First Row in person, 1835 Main Street, Winnipeg, Manitoba. First Row Collectibles, Canada's online and in-person collectible store.
AEW comes to Winnipeg on May the 1st for Dynamite.
1 month today.
Tickets are around the 3,000 level.
Stalled still.
Well, yeah. It's been a little slow.
They broke the 3,000 plane finally, but it's still like...
Well, close. Yeah. The last I heard was it still within a smidge.
I think they're going to have a bit of an uptick now because honestly, like Will Ospreay.
Yeah.
You know, Mercedes Moné.
His match with Okada. Takeshita,
yep.
Yeah, it was...
Outstanding.
I really struggle with some of those names, mm-hmm. but I know who they are. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a good match.
Yep.
Problem that I'm seeing is they've gone out, spent the money. They put the money where they needed to on talent, but the talent isn't moving the needle.
Yeah.
And like Okada goes and wins the
Continental title
right away from Eddie Kingston, which is good.
Right.
That's what, like somebody said, oh, that's too fast. And I was like, well, the Rock and Roll Express won Crockett's tag titles their first week in the company. Mm. It might have been the first night over the Russians who had them outsized and were unbeatable. Mm. So, you know, like you're trying to establish Okada quick because you have to work harder to get him established than Ospreay, who cuts the better promo.
Great promos.
Yeah. Mercedes, like the. So for Tony, he thought, okay, I'm going to get all this new blood in and people are going to. I like AEW. I watch it. The problem is when he had all of the momentum, it was because everyone who liked wrestling couldn't stand Vince McMahon anymore. So they all left the WWE product. They were all disenchanted, disenfranchised as fans.
Wanted something different.
Different. Yep. And then AEW with billionaire Tony Khan was there. He got Omega. He got Jericho. He got the Bucks.
Hangman.
Cody. He had all of these guys that were doing it differently, and he had momentum for he had momentum for as long as WCW had momentum.
Yeah, 2 years.
WCW was 96, although I'll argue they started the momentum in 94 and 95, but 96 until 98, 99 was WCW's time. Well, you could argue AEW was hot really from 2019 until somewhere in the 2022 range.
Yeah. Maybe all out 21 is kind of where I say where they had and Danielson.
Well, Punk, right up until that locker room shoot,
that's true.
They still had a lot of momentum.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And like if I'm Tony Khan, I'm so frustrated with the guys that push CM Punk out.
Yeah.
Are the guys that maybe hurt the momentum.
The scapegoat, Jack Perry.
Where does MJF end up? Does he end up in WWE?
Well, they've removed his merchandise, his profile, everything off the AEW, but they always work people. I mean,
so that's the problem.
He's not going anywhere.
I still believe CM Punk never shot with the Bucks because they're always working.
You know what's this funny? Again. I'd like to circle back, though, with what you said when we said about Tony has all the talent. And I was watching Dynamite this week, and I just want to point out how talented Will Ospreay is.
Oh, yeah.
Because he came out and did a promo, and you can tell guys who have that innate ability to connect with the people and to speak, he has that, because I'm willing to bet for their promos, they're given very little direction. But when Mercedes Moné comes out and she's doing commentary at the desk, she needs to be produced.
Yeah.
Because she was not strong on... Like when she sat doing commentary, her promos have not been strong. They've been kind of like almost like forced and mechanical, where Ospreay kind of flows a little bit better. So I think without the machine, without that structure, for guys that need it and gals that need it, like Mercedes Moné, Will Ospreay is a once in a lifetime type athlete. So I was very impressed with him, but Mercedes Moné needs a little bit of work direction.
I kind of wonder with her, because it's all a financial reason she's there, if maybe it's just she's not feeling it.
Well, Sid says she's worthless.
Who said that?
Psycho Sid.
Sid Vicious.
Didn't you see that?
No.
He tweeted, said, Mercedes Moné is worthless.
From a guy who skips the shows for softball.
Some people think...
Like a touche.
Some people think of worthless as very valuable. Like it can't be appraised. Maybe that's what he was trying to say. Because like I always heard that priceless is the one.
Priceless, not worthless. giving you a little space
just
to find
to
that
justify
one.
Sid.
Yes. Oh. Well, you know what I mean. But again, like you said, they paid her a lot of money. I think she's not going to move the needle just like Adam.
Way Copeland. Too much money.
Last week, I come up with Buddy Rose belongs in the Hall of Fame, and I forget about Psycho Sid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does belong in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, he does.
Sure. Yes. Even if just for that broken leg in WCW pay-per-view.
The softball wing.
Yes.
The Hall of Fame.
The softball wing, yes.
So for AEW, yes, there is reason to hope. I didn't think their building was that full last night. I think.
No, they had just under 4,000 in Quebec City.
Oh.
And some bad pictures.
That could be Winnipeg in a month. See, like
4,000, they'll be lucky to get 4,000.
You want
here.
Them to turn it around, but it's like, I don't know how they're going to, like, they're going to, it's, will it be in something that gets hot? See, WWE at their worst, I remember there was a period in 05, 06, and there was probably periods in the 90s, but in 05 or 06, they were running a Raw brand house show and a SmackDown brand house show. And those SmackDown brand house shows were main evented by Kurt Angle in a cage match, I think, against, might have been Benoit. But anyway, the houses were really soft.
Yeah.
Like 3,500, 4,000. And 2005, that's the year they went to Benoit and Guerrero on top. And
04.
04, okay. Yeah. So yeah, that it didn't translate to good business. And in fact, that was kind of like the dipping point, like the Attitude Era, and then it was consistently going down, but it was holding on for the beginning of Ruthless Aggression.
Yeah.
And then they went to Benoit and Guerrero, and it really went in the toilet. But for AEW, they've got to
put the title on Swerve. He's number one contender.
Does that work, though? Like, Joe has been a bad... I called it when they went to Joe. I said that he's not the guy that's going to turn it around, and they've got to think of how they're going to turn it around. And if they wait and they placeholder champion... Bad. Very bad.
Who do you put Swerve in with, though?
Well, like, if he beats Joe at Dynasty, I mean, maybe that's going to be the match, right?
Yeah.
I'd love to see Mike Davidson do the Prince Nana dance.
I would like to see that, too.
Think you could do that?
No. I don't dance.
I would love to see it, though.
No.
Maybe after a couple pinfall Pilsners with Jay Rockne, we could maybe do a...
We'll have a new story to tease. Yeah.
Yes.
That would be good.
Jay Rockne, we are going to drink pinfall Pilsners, whether you like it or not. Mm-hmm. We're going to drink at least...
I'm good for at least four because they're king cans.
Sean Brown's pool, maybe?
Sure.
We're going to start inviting people to
Sean Brown's pool. It's become a little bit aggressive, though. First, he was being abducted, and now you're forcing him to drink. Like, there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of layers to unpack
here. Forcing him to hang out at the pool?
At the pool?
Well, listen, he is part of a half of the tag team called the Craft Beer Company.
That's true.
So, I mean, this all works together.
This is up his alley.
This definitely
what you're saying.
WWE is encouraging signs now.
Yeah, have you seen that? There's way more signs.
Way more, and I didn't know that they were encouraging. I was like, oh, this looks like Attitude Era.
Yeah.
And not realizing the company sitting there saying, here's your piece of paper. Could you write this down? What are they encouraging them to write?
I don't know. Like, they're just saying, they're asking fans to bring out signs. Like, I remember when Raw is War would start in, like, 98, 99. I mean, it just was a sea of signs,
and
right?
And people brought their own signs.
Yeah. It works in establishing shot, but after that, you got to get those signs down so the people behind the sign can see.
Right.
Yep. You can have a shoot in the stands.
Do you think, now, we talked about, I mean, you guys saw the Rock and Cody segment on Raw.
Yes. Loved it.
Yep. It was awesome.
It went a little long, I thought, but.
You think Rock is too much? You want him gone?
Well, no, last week, I was getting tired of Rock.
Now you're okay.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
He's rejuvenated himself.
He is doing so good as the heel.
Yeah.
The problem is you're killing Roman Reigns in the process.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what.
So obviously, the most logical way this goes is Cody wins the title and Rock is the guy that's going to challenge him, which is great. You're going to have business and Cody looks vulnerable, but it's...
Are they going to, like, drop the PG when they go to Netflix? Because they... Punk kind of alluded to that in his promo.
His promo was very good, by the way.
Yeah.
Who called you the chosen one? Trying to get him to see Vince McMahon. Yeah.
Well, the crowd was saying it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that, like, I don't think you need to, quote unquote, drop the PG.
I think keep what you're doing now.
Just do what you're doing. And if you have to do areas like you did with Raw with Cody and Rock, where it's a little more edgy, then you have that leeway on Netflix. Like, whatever. Who cares if it's PG, MA? Who gives a crap?
Do you know how many TV shows I've watched that were violent, though? Like, I've watched scenes on Yellowstone where I was like, whoa. And Ozark had violent scenes.
Very violent, yeah.
Yeah, like, it doesn't, you know.
Great show, by the way.
There's a time and place for it. Just like color.
Yeah.
Just like anything. If it makes sense, furthers the story.
I grew up in an era where, like, Brutus Beefcake had a lit cigarette put in his eye. Dusty Rhodes got
Spike.
Yeah, spiked in the eye.
I remember that. I was like,
Ron Bass attacked Brutus Beefcake with a spur.
Spurs, yeah.
Like, Cobra Snake.
Yep.
I remember having nightmares over that one.
Yep.
So it's like, don't think that kids will become maladjusted by that. If anything, we understood our hero was getting screwed.
Yeah.
And we, oh, this is terrible that this is happening to our hero.
Even like, Honky, when he hit Macho Man with the guitar on Saturday night's main event, he almost hit Elizabeth. I was like crushed when that happened.
Oh, yeah. And then when he hit Jake and the guitar wasn't giving just a thud.
Poor Jake.
Just a painful thud.
Jake's re-signed with AEW.
One more year.
That's a lot of value.
So Jake Roberts and Jim Ross, same initials. Mm-hmm. You see that?
Good one.
They are going to add what?
Nothing.
In terms of value?
Just a lot more money to the bottom
maybe
line.
Maybe he's not making much.
He's probably not, but Jake probably, I don't know. I hate to say it because this isn't a regular wrestling company. Jake Roberts would be an asset for promos and stuff like that. But we're not talking about a regular wrestling company. We're talking about a place where people don't listen to veterans. So he's maybe not worth.
I also don't think in a regular wrestling company he would translate.
No, you don't think so?
Well,
as promos, a producer?
As somebody who's been accused of being 14 years out of touch, maybe he would still have it. You know, I don't know. I think the thing right now, oh, by the way, speaking of the Rock and Cody thing, and then this ties into Jake Roberts as a producer, Michael Hayes and Bobby Roode were the two that produced that segment that was extremely good segment with Cody Rhodes and Rock. If Jake was given the right landscape, the right structure to be a producer,
could be valuable.
WWE,
yeah,
where talent just does what they're expected and not, hey, this isn't what I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would probably work.
I could see him in NXT coaching promos.
He would be great in a collaborative environment.
Who's doing the coaching of the promos now?
I don't know who's doing it down there. I mean, there's a whole team down there, right? Yeah. There's like Sarah D'Amato and Steve Corino. And
I wouldn't be surprised if Corino's not hands-on on the promos.
Yeah, probably. You know? But I mean, like, Jake would be great. Like, just because, I mean, when he spoke, you listened. Just like Arn Anderson, same thing, right?
See, the thing on the Jake promos, it's not something he's going to teach somebody how to do, right? Like, so it would be interesting. I think Jake has a role. I just think the role they're using him for in AEW might not be to his best.
Yeah, they've mismanaged that asset for sure. Yeah.
Speaking of mismanaged, man, Ronda Rousey's really talking about how she was mismanaged in WWE. Bitter much?
Has to do with her book being out, so she's kind of turning into a bit of a tell-all on WWE. She obviously hates Bruce Pritchard and thinks Johnny Ace is a scumbag. Well, thanks, Tips. That seems to be out there. And didn't think much of Vince. But didn't she re-sign a contract and stay an extra year?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, so that's when somebody's like, oh, I was so unhappy. Well, you extended your contract longer than you had to be there.
Because she was she was happy because she was being put over hard that first round. And then when she came back, suddenly she wasn't the new toy in the box.
Yeah.
She wasn't getting put over the same way, nor should she have been. She's terrible in the ring. I just put sore. She's not great in the ring. She's can be coached to a match. If you put her in there with Natalya or you put her in there with a veteran, you can get a good match out of her. The rest of her matches were
You were buying her on her reputation.
You were buying her because she was the baddest woman on the planet.
And in her defense, when she got there, if H was running it, it would have been a different story.
Completely.
But Vince was running it. He didn't know what to do. And that's why that didn't end well. Right. So I fully think Ronda would be put in a position to succeed. She was made not special. She was exposed, put in situations where she couldn't deliver. And they didn't use her properly. You know, even Becky, when she was talking about the whole idea was to work towards an angle with her at WrestleMania. Never happened.
Yeah.
So, but, and Becky, there's another one. Contract is up in 2 months. Obviously, she's not going anywhere. But they
haven't really dropped the ball with her, but they have dropped the ball with Shayna Baszler.
But, well, Becky's not the new toy anymore.
Yeah.
Which she kind of alluded to in her promo, right? Because, like, now her role is to put people over. Basically, that's it is, fine. Right? Yeah. She went to NXT, put over Lyra Valkyria for the NXT title. That's just the way that the business goes, right? So, but I mean, she's not going anywhere.
No.
Did anyone notice that TNA X Division Champion Mustafa Ali is going to Edmonton for Top Talent Wrestling?
I noticed that.
Yes.
Yeah. Did anyone also notice that Mustafa Ali is the cover boy of the latest PWI?
Yeah, that might be the next PWI because the latest is the May edition on the newsstands, and he's not on the cover of that one.
Well, if anyone would know who's on the cover of a Mark mag, it'd be the Mecha Shane Madison. That would be me.
The biggest Mark there is.
I saw it on Facebook. He is.
I did see that.
Did anyone see that our friend Jesse Godders is going to be on the reality series House of Villains season 2?
I saw that.
Johnny Fairplay was on season 1.
I saw that, yes.
Two of my good friends.
Interesting. Interesting yes. timing.
Yes. Jesse was very congratulatory that you're going to be wrestling for Wrestling United.
Yeah, no.
Very that's... happy to hear that I was back trying to promote.
Could we see Jesse Godders here?
Oh, you could. I'm not saying it'll be in the first Wrestling United show, but if there's more shows at some point, I think Jesse Godders might fit the bill. And certainly... I think they're, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Well, we'll see what happens.
I don't know. Like, that's the thing. I couldn't tell you what's going to happen with it. I don't, as Andrew Shellcross once said to me, I don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell you what's happening then.
Well, things, every 12 hours, things change. I know for the last week.
Yes.
Like,
I'll call you tomorrow at 7 a.m. when your wife leaves for work and tell you what the latest changes were.
How about, oh, by the way, we talked about TNA last week, how it wasn't recording on my PVR anymore. I found it. I searched TNA Impact.
Uh-huh.
So it used to be Impact Wrestling, and then it was TNA Wrestling, but now it's changed to TNA Impact. So if you set your PVR, everybody, to TNA Impact, you will be able to...
On Game Show TV.
Yes.
Channel the home 4. Of the Rod Peterson Show.
I know. I think it's like right after.
Owned by Anthem, our friend Leonard Asper.
How about the Motor City Machine Guns?
Leaving was no surprise. Now, apparently, they're still going to take spot bookings, but... Probably AEW bound, maybe MLW bound, maybe WWE bound.
They're Scott guys.
Yeah. Could be so New Japan also.
I think more Scott guys that have options could leave. I think people that, this is crap that Scott's not here anymore. You have no more options. They'll be re-signing.
Yeah.
I think that's basically how that's going to go. The people that have options who were Scott people, I think they'll be gone.
What options do you think that the Motor City Machine Guns have right now?
I don't see them going to WWE.
No.
The only way I would see that is, I know they've done some guest coaching at the Performance Center. I could see maybe as a producer role or something like that in the PC.
What about a one-year contract?
No.
No?
I don't see them working there. I mean, I like the Machine Guns. I think they're great. I wish Chris Sabin could get this haircut thing figured out. He's had a bad haircut for 20 years.
Yeah.
He can't figure it out. I don't know what's going on with that. But I could see them going to AEW.
Yeah, I could see that too.
And, probably just lost in the shuffle, but two guys that are kind of getting up there probably just are cool with taking a nice, handsome payday, working some TV shows and a nice, relaxed schedule. So I think that could be interesting. There could be some more fallout from that Scott thing. And again, like we said last week, there's going to be a big pay-per-view coming to Canada, debut in a market in the next few months, so stay tuned.
I want to go to the mailbag.
Welcome. You've got mail.
Two questions in the mailbag. This week you can get yours on by going to our Instagram, our Twitter, or X, and our Facebook. Also, totalbeeshees@gmail.com. We love the audio questions. Keep those coming. Didn't get one this week.
Mike, have you followed up with Uncle Lightning Dick and downloaded the update, the important update for your phone?
It's still Twitter on your phone.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, first
Uncle
question.
Uncle Lightning Dick does not approve.
No. Coming in from John, what is the greatest WrestleMania moment of all time? Very straightforward question.
Mm.
What is the greatest?
Yeah, I know.
WrestleMania moment of all time?
A couple obvious ones.
Okay. What are yours?
Well, I'm just going to go with one. I'll pick Rock Hogan.
Okay.
And specifically, because serendipitously, The Rock is the same age as Hulk Hogan was right now when they faced each other.
Really?
He is.
No, wasn't Hogan 48 in 2002?
Oh, I'll have to look that up again. I saw this online.
Okay. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong.
So Rock and Hogan,
Rock
because...
Hogan for you?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Okay. Mike?
Oh, I loved Ultimate Warrior Hulk Hogan post-WrestleMania 6.
What was it? The favorite?
My greatest, favorite WrestleMania moment.
Or greatest moment? Or
greatest moment? Yeah, it was...
That was your greatest
I've always
moment.
Said that Ultimate Warrior winning that belt was the right move. I think he was a good champion. Mm. I think the problem was the product was a little soft, and the heels... He didn't have the heels.
Right.
He works DiBiase, and he doesn't... DiBiase doesn't get any heat on him. They wait to go to Savage till after SummerSlam that year. Mm-hmm. So Savage doesn't get a run with him near early in the program. If that might have been made him a stronger champion going into SummerSlam, Earthquake could with size could have got more, you know, heat on him. I just think that it was a little like for Warrior, they didn't give him enough for him to be able to be the champion that he needed to be, the dominant champion. He looked like $1 million. And I do admit that business did get a little bit soft, but it wasn't like WrestleMania 6 was strong. It just, it declined slowly over the course of a year.
Okay. So it turns out The Rock was, or Hogan was 49. The Rock is 51 now. Yeah. So he's actually older.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think about. Yeah. Think about that match. Think about what Hogan looked like. He didn't look bad. Don't get me wrong. But
he looked gassed to the gills.
Think about what he looked like. Just
amazing.
In terms of a facial presentation and The Rock. And now think about The Rock now, who is also gassed to the gills.
He's looking his age too.
And tanned as MF.
Yeah.
Hogan.
Yeah.
I'll give you my greatest WrestleMania moment. This might surprise you.
Geased.
This might surprise you. From WrestleMania 7, March 24th, 1991. When Macho Man Randy Savage and Elizabeth reunited.
Oh, that's a good one.
That was that one still gets me every time I see it.
Yeah,
that one does. That one's very emotional for me.
See, I thought for sure you were going Hogan Andre.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
That's why I left it.
But I think I think that was the greatest because that was just such a great story. He went in as a heel, Macho King, went out as a babyface, Macho Man, back with Elizabeth,
and forced to retire.
Yep, until he reinstate the Macho Man. Yeah.
See, the letdown on that was Sergeant Slaughter had no business on top.
Better than Tugboat.
Yeah. Let's not make fun of that theme, though. That's a good theme.
Oh, yes.
Like, good theme. Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, WrestleMania 7, well, I mean, you know what happened. I mean, they went to war 3 days before the Royal Rumble. Ultimate Warrior lost the title. Sergeant Slaughter had the title. He was the hot hand, and 2 months later, the war was over.
He wasn't ever hot, though. Like, when he beat Warrior, I was like, what in the heck is bald Sergeant Slaughter bald, doing? Fat
guy. Well, we knew what was happening, though.
Yeah.
They were going to flip it to Hogan. We knew that.
Yeah, I just don't, right. I don't think they needed that flip back. I think, well, they couldn't double down on Warrior either.
It's too bad they didn't do Warrior Hogan 2 at WrestleMania 7. Yeah,
they hate babyface matches.
Yep.
All right, moving on to our second question coming in from Dane at our email, totalbeashies@gmail.com. Dane says, I've noticed on Collision Nigel McGuinness taking shots at Bryan Danielson a lot. Is this unprofessional or is it something else?
People thought it was unprofessional when I supposedly took shots at the Outlaw Adam Knight, and it wasn't. I was talking about a specific incident that happened. I just talked about it for too long, maybe. I don't think that's what this is. I think...
Angle alert.
Well, it could be an angle. It's also probably... the commentator is trying to get something across, and probably it's an angle, but it also could just be that, like, Jesse Ventura used to pick on Tito Santana.
Chico. Right?
Yeah.
The flying burrito.
Yeah. Yeah. But that wasn't... It was not necessarily... Like, heel commentators sometimes say things to try to incite reactions out of fans.
Nigel's a little bit over the top calling him like a clam digger and all this stuff. Like it's actually pretty funny, but I think I said this a couple weeks ago on the show. He's going to be back in the ring. He was in the ring this week. Nigel McGuinness got in the ring to work out. Apparently he's feeling good. I could see Nigel McGuinness returning to the ring at Wembley Stadium all in this August against Bryan Danielson.
And we'll all be blessed. Here first.
Nigel McGuinness is one of the hundreds, maybe even close to 1,000 alumni of CWE.
What a great guy, too. Super nice guy. When CWE had him here, whenever that was,
2009?
2009.
Like
he was setting up chairs. And if you've ever seen, do you guys know Nigel McGuinness is a amazing magician?
No.
I did not know that.
He knows how to set up chairs. That's
magic.
Oh, my
gosh. He started following me on Instagram. And then I was like looking at his page. And He's got some crazy magic.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he disappeared.
No. I love Nigel McGuinness. And, you know, he's done a lot of interviews where he's like, he sees all these people from that Ring of Honor era.
Yeah.
Where they went on to make huge money in WWE, had a great successful career. And then he had all that taken away from him. They did a great documentary on the WWE Network like a few years ago on him when he got hepatitis. And then he went to TNA as Desmond Wolfe. That didn't work out. The guy was so talented. He deserves a much better fate. He's a great guy. We know firsthand. So I hope, and I'm going out on a limb, I'm going to call it, I think he wrestles Bryan Danielson this year at in Wembley Stadium.
You know what's amazing about that? If I'm not mistaken, Bryan Danielson, I know, was the main eventer of CWE's first show.
Yes, you were.
Pretty sure Nigel McGuinness was the main eventer of the second show.
Was he?
I think so. Maybe I'm wrong.
I missed the first show because I was at the Royal Rumble.
The real question is he going to wrestle as a magician? Is he bringing back the Fantasio gimmick?
Is that what he did?
No.
That was a different guy. That was
Harry Del Rio.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Who almost started the gorilla position on fire.
Yes.
All right. I want to know what's happening in the event center.
This is your BG's Wrestling Event Center. We start in British Columbia, Friday, April the 5th. Canadian Apex Wrestling is in Vancouver. We move to Alberta, Friday, April 5th. Monster Pro Wrestling is in Edmonton. Saturday, April 6th, Pure Power Wrestling comes to Lethbridge. And finally, in Saskatchewan, Friday, April the 5th, Ringside Wrestling returns to Regina. And that has been your BG's Wrestling Event Center.
Four freaking events in the BG's Wrestling Event Center.
Quick one.
I guess it was because WrestleMania weekend, people aren't running.
If they're smart, don't run against WrestleMania.
There you go.
Two nights, April 6th, April 7th. Do you guys have any predictions? Since this is going to air Monday.
So
going into WrestleMania.
So Rock leaves WrestleMania heel.
Okay.
And is the number one contender to Cody as champion. Dustin Rhodes.
Cody finishes the story?
Yes.
Okay.
But I think there somehow Dustin Rhodes ends up in there.
Dustin?
Yeah, Goldust.
He's in with AEW.
I don't know if he is or
he
isn't.
He is. He wrestled on Rampage this week.
I could still see them letting him do something.
Do not edit that. Let it run.
Yeah.
But, well, damn you.
You're out of touch.
I'm 15 years out of touch.
I know. Apparently.
You keep adding numbers, too. I thought it was like 10 years at one point. Now it's gotten up to 15.
16. Sometimes it's
14.
Well, I'm not good with numbers.
Is Gunther keeping the Intercontinental title against Sami Zayn?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Hard yes.
How about Rhea Ripley against Becky Lynch?
Rhea Ripley wins.
You got to put Rhea over, I think.
And that will be 1 year she's been the women's world champion. So I like that now. These titles aren't flip-flopping like hot potatoes.
That's what happens when you've got a booker who remembers the golden age of wrestling. When the chase is what sold the tickets.
Yeah.
Gosh.
No, it's...
It's a formula.
I'm pumped up for WrestleMania.
You know what somebody said to me recently? And like, I kind of forgot about this, but I'll bring it to you guys. They said, and this is a big AEW fan, they thought that WWE needs more titles like AEW.
No.
I was like, are you on glue? Like, that's insane.
No.
Is there room for another title in WWE, though?
No.
No. I can't believe they haven't merged those tag team titles yet.
I agree with that.
Why have they? They still got those dumb red and blue belts.
So, if you have too much gold, none of the gold matters.
Exactly.
And I'm going to tell you something. For the Splatterhouse poster for Primos.
How would you lazy car in Splatterhouse?
Splees he's. For the Splatterhouse poster, three of the guys are carrying belts. Maybe Adrian's got Adrian Burton's got the social media title.
Yes.
Okay. Billy Blaze.
Billy Blaze has the 204 title.
Is that's their heavyweight title?
Yeah.
204 title?
And then they have player one with the 303 title. Now they're all champions. The problem is most people who are going to that show know there's probably going to be six or seven matches. Half the matches are going to be title matches. It's too much, especially on a local show. If you ask me, unless tag belts, maybe. I think you'd be better just to have the company champion and a tag team champion and go from there.
Is Wrestling United going to have a champion?
Not on May 16th.
No.
But I have a vision. Mm-hmm. Eventually there might be a champion.
Is there a championship belt yet?
I'll get the graphic artist on it and see what we come up with. A rendering, if you will. See, it's like people say, well, what's the vision or where does this go? You know what? We're going to run a good show, May 16th, a really good show. And then we will take a look at where we're at, maybe announce the next date, try to run another good show. If we're running good shows, we're going to keep running good shows. I remember in 2009 when CWE launched, that's all they did. They had a monthly show. I think it was at Maples Community Center.
Yep.
And they were focused on running a good show. And I think fans, you know, if you're going to buy a ticket. You're going to see a really good show. I appreciate all the fans, the support that Wrestling United has gotten so far on social media. Yeah, a lot of people liking and sharing. And
there's a lot of important people that want to see it do well.
Yeah, which is really so appreciate that. Yeah. Like I can't put into words how grateful I am for the people who've, you know, called or texted and offered to help or, you know, ask how it's going. And you're one of them. And so are you, producer Chris. You know what? It's a heck of an endeavor. And to the people who also call and say, like, does Winnipeg need another wrestling promotion?
Is that Pepito?
Whoever, like, in fairness, I think, you know what? We're going to be responsible. We're going to run a good show. And we're not going to do anything that hampers the market. I think we're going to get a lot of first-time wrestling fans. Or we're going to get, like, I don't know. Like, I don't think...
I think it's a natural evolution of the Bee She's Wrestling podcast.
Absolutely.
I mean, we've been doing this. Well, you guys have been doing it longer than me.
It's like 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah, pretty much.
So what's the next step? I mean, maybe this is the next step, right?
Yeah,
so
run a show and
try it out. Maybe it goes horribly wrong.
No.
And listen, if it goes horribly wrong or you do something stupid, we're going to talk about it here. You're not going to get off scot-free.
You know
what's
funny about that? I can't do something stupid. Anybody who's like, well, you know, it's going to be something stupid. I don't think you're going to sit there beside me if I do something that's...
Nope, you're going to get it.
What is your justification for... If you have to ask the question, what is your justification for what you're trying to do?
Yep.
I'm done. And we're on this podcast. Everything for an hour every week, I say, I live up to my words.
If you lie, there's no credibility.
Yeah, there's a public forum here.
Yeah.
So, no. No. I'm sorry to laugh, but it's funny on its face. Here's the thing. When we sat there and we were like, okay, we want to put as good a wrestlers as we can together, and it's going to be a little bit different than something else. Mm-hmm. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, I've seen kind of some of the names floating around, and man, it's going to be pretty fun. And actually, there's going to be a very special, we won't talk about it right now, but very special ring announcer.
We're going to announce that next week, actually.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That's got me really excited.
First visit to Winnipeg.
First visit to Winnipeg. Very excited and in for more reasons than one. So,
yep. There you have it. That's really all I want. Like, stay tuned. Facebook at Wrestling United, on Instagram and on Twitter. We're everywhere. Just, we're going to let you know what's going on next.